Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and I'm joined by my fabulous co-host with the mostest, Ms. Brownshire. Never needs chapstick. Never needs chapstick. She's chapstick walking.
Yes, I am.
If you want to call us, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you want to, you can actually jump in the chat room with us. We in the chat room right now at smoothdrama.com. Myself and the illustrious pocket full of Mentos, Ms. Brown Sugar. We in there. Something like that.
Pocket full of Mentos. All righty.
Pocket full of Mentos. See, I got a bunch of them for you today, Brown Sugar. I got a bunch of them.
Yeah, I'm more of an M&M. I'm an M&M.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We already talked about M&M's this month. We ain't talking about M&M's and they makeovers ever again. You're on social media. You can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself and Mr. J, who stole Miss Brown Sugar's M&M and gave him a makeover by licking on all of them and putting them back in the package.
I told him he could keep them.
We'll let you in the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back. And we can have a nice little chat. It'll be awesome. And speaking of awesome, talking about this apocalypse, Brown Sugar, we hit a new low.
We've gone even lower than we've been going.
Way lower. When you hear this one, you're gonna be like, oh my, it's on par. Well, it's not on par, but it's close to homie going cross country hitting horses.
What?
So Palo Alto, they're looking for a man who tried to carjack a vehicle that had two children inside the car.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal, right? Except it's a black man that did it. He wanted to kill a car with kids in it. I'm going to repeat that because I would have never thought I'd be saying this. A black man, and remember, there's been a lot of funny jokes about this. A black man still in the car with kids in it. Like, he stopped the woman like, hey, get out the car, but you can leave the kids in the car. Yeah, that's, so we know the bad joke is black men don't take care of their kids. So they would never try to steal somebody else's kids. That was the whole Boston where it's like, oh, yeah, such and such. I'm trying to remember the white woman that said, oh, yeah, dude stole her kids.
Yeah, stole her daughter, yeah.
Yep. And then this dude actually was trying to.
Like that. Yeah, that's a different one. Yeah.
He was actually, it's a black man aged 25, in between the ages of 25 and 30, with a slim build, wearing a black shirt and pants. Man, if you was wearing the black shirt yesterday, that's your ass. Woo.
I mean,
so
he wanted the kids? He looked for the kids? Or?
No, he wanted to steal the car and didn't care that the kids was in. It's like,
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I never thought I would say that ever. That used to be the joke. If you wanted safety, just travel with your kids. And, you know, like if you don't want to be approached by a man, just travel with your kids. All that. That's the joke. Right, that's the joke, but no more.
No, I believe it's true. Not necessarily a joke. I believe there's some truth to that. But yeah, okay.
But see, here we are. He tried to steal the car with the kids inside. I don't know. We in the apocalypse.
And he knew the kids were inside? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's strange.
Yes. That's next level. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm scared now.
I don't, yeah.
Because when we get
that
to
is unheard
point,
of.
When we get to a point where I don't know what black folks are going to do, that's terrifying. See, I used to know where
really?
To avoid. Yeah, I used to know how to avoid ignorant people, ignorant black folks, right? They had certain places where it's like, you know, certain areas where you
yeah,
didn't have to worry
okay.
about that. Now, it's all on the table now.
Yeah, there's no boundaries anymore.
I'm almost scared. Like, so am I going to go to a comic book convention and it's going to be on and cracking? I'm almost scared.
It might be one thing. You don't know.
I know. The law averages is catching up.
Yeah, it is. I think it's all up. It's all a crapshoot for sure.
Yeah. Well, so I've always been on the search to ask the question about what is the line that says, nah, this dude can't ever get a. If you hear this dude talking and he says certain things, will he run you out of the house? Perfect example. There's a man. He's Iranian. He has a special talent, Brown Sugar. A talent so strong that he's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
For doing the most jumps in a jump, for a jump rope.
No. Balancing 85 spoons in various locations on his body.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Abul Fadl Saber Mokhtari broke the record. Say he's been balancing spoons on his body since he was a child. Now, I keep asking this question. People, and I'm talking to the ladies in particular, if a man says, hey, I balance spoons on my body, do you get nervous and find a way to get out the conversation, or do you continue that conversation?
I mean, is it just a regular, we're just all sitting around talking? I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just all sitting around talking.
Okay.
I mean, if especially if I don't know him and I'll never see him again, I mean, what difference does it make?
I'm saying.
Would I go out with somebody? I don't know. I don't know if I would go out with somebody who does that.
Right.
He
I mean,
has
so,
other qualities, so.
So handsome, charming, and I balance spoon.
Yeah, he can lead. He can lead with the balancing spoon thing. He can lead with that.
Well, that's his record, though.
Yeah, we'd have to have conversations about other things before he talked about that.
Hmm. Yep, he was able to strengthen his talent and develop to where it is now. I just like to ask that question. I put these things out into the world because I'm always curious about situations like that and people when you're in situations like that. Because for me, if a woman says, hey, I balance spoons. I'm a world record of balancing spoons on various parts of my body. I'm not really intrigued. I'm kind of nervous. I really am.
You think? I mean, what are you going to be nervous about, though?
You know, people who have the time and the wherewithal to do absurdly unique things that don't benefit society at all, I always think serial killer.
And I look at it totally different than that. I look at it as they're committed. They know what they want or what they enjoy. So, you know, you don't have to worry about them necessarily being flaky. And maybe that helps them not become a serial killer.
Now, see, so you said maybe they won't be flaky. But I'm saying, hey, I was in a practice session, and I'm sorry I'm late, but I was practicing balancing spoons in different positions of my body. Can you forgive me? I'm thinking.
I mean, if I already knew, that's what they were doing before, you know, we went out or before we were supposed to meet up, then. Yeah, I probably could, but if it's just, if you're, like, blowing me off to do the spoon balancing thing, then, yeah, no, I can't. Because, I mean, it's not a matter of, it's a matter of communication. Like, you've already communicated with me that that's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
So either I'm with it or I'm not, you know?
So I'm just going to say this. I guess I'm just going to come out and say that I have a problem. I have a problem with people who have obsessions with obscure records. I practice recordism. If you've broken the record, I'm hating on you.
And you know what's
know.
So funny about that, though? Because you like to win.
Yeah.
And that's winning. But that's winning, though.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Because I'm not going to win. I'm not going for the record of most Word with Friends Scrabble games. I'm not going to do it.
When you go for a record, that's a winning activity. Like, I want to beat a record. I want to win at
that. Yeah. Right.
It's not your thing.
I don't care about the record.
It's not your thing, the record breaking, but it is a winning situation, which is strange that you don't see that. You don't see it as that.
Yeah.
Even though it's not your thing, though. Because it doesn't have to be your thing.
Yeah, I don't need the record. I don't need the record.
Yeah.
I just want to win. But if I got to go through all that and break the record, I got to be on my phone, connected to my phone. I got to call out of work because I'm breaking this record. It's going to happen. No. Not my thing. I'm
not your thing.
I'm practicing recordism. If you have a record,
yeah, but I mean,
I hate on you.
I don't know. I just feel like it shows commitment. It shows, what would that be? Dedication. Yeah, I don't necessarily. I mean, some of this stuff could be weird. Like, you know, the record breaking things that they're doing could be like a weird thing, you know. But I don't see anything wrong with it per se.
Well, I hear you. And, you know, it's just, I'm just a special kind of hater. That's all. And I can identify.
Yeah.
I can identify that I hate. I hate on another level. So for example, I'm just going to real quick just get into our dumbass of the week. So, you know what our dumbass of the week is, Brown Sugar? A Florida teacher.
No, who is it?
Yeah, Florida teacher discovered that most of her students had never seen snow. So, she had her sister mail the class a snowman.
Oh.
So.
How did that work out for her?
Yeah, so she had them overnight, a snowman. Yeah.
Okay. Did she get a container of water?
They wrapped them in foil, put them in ice packs, sealed them up, and sent it so the kids could see. No, like, hey, here you go. It's a snowman. I'm done. So maybe I shouldn't hate on stuff like that. Some people may think that kind of stuff is cute. World records are cute. You say it's diligence, whatnot. I hate all that. I do. So I'm gonna go on break.
I mean, she would have been better off getting a snow machine, right? She should have just got a snow machine.
Anyway, I'm going on break. This is Planet 6, American Gangster.
Hey, little man, what you want to be when you grow up?
American Gangster. Gangster. American Gangster. Gangster. American Gangster. Gangster. American Gangster. My main man, nigga, this is Puerto Rico, carrying a kilo for a nigga named Nino. Say that in Chino, said it's easy as a pizza. Soon as you name my nigga, let me know. Man, it's a buddy though, I just did a bebo. I in the Pacific trying to get rid of a gringo. Told if he messed up, then he's swimming with Nemo. He gotta plan it out, okay. Bingo, pull up on the bingo, I got a torpedo. It's all about the chicks, gear rich, burrito. I got stuff with the guido, running the casinos. And the latest back in Vegas, niggas wanna see. Push cocaine with his best friend Kane. Sad it's all real with the message world chain. Hanging out the hottest, giving money in a plane. And all I'm trying to do is get a chick to live a dream, bitch. American gangsta. American gangsta.
Gangster. back to the made up. This is all they know. Oh, still a cop on YouTube, baby.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Planet 6, American Gangsta. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. I saw they're coming out with documentary, 10-part documentary on A&E called Secrets of Playboy. So it's featuring a whole bunch of people from Hugh Hefner's life, Playboy models, girlfriends, and other people that was involved in the world famous orgy house. So, you know, they say it's a lot. It's a lot.
I'm sure.
That went on there, right? So.
Yeah.
You know, they talked about him, the bestiality, the dating young girls, all that. You know, they all talk about how, yeah, he drugged us up so we didn't know what we were doing. And so I'm gonna talk about one person in particular who said that Sandra Theodore, she said, I walked in on him with my dog and I said, what are you doing? I was shocked, claiming she caught him performing a sexual act with the animal. He made it seem like it was a one-time thing and that he was just goofing off. But I never left him alone with my dog again. So,
but she didn't mind putting herself in situations.
Right. So, you know, because then we ask the question, because it's like, again, so basically, you see, if you walk in on your significant other and they hitting it with your dog, can we stay? Can you kiss after your dog?
I'll say this. He's not the average man. He was not the average man. So, yeah, a lot of people apparently not only stay, but find other people out, I'm sure. So, you know.
But that's why these stories. And so his son makes a comment. And, you know, because they talk about Bill Cosby and all that stuff, and it's known a lot, shit, who was in the Playboy Mansion getting it in? So his son, Cooper, comes out and said, hey, my daddy was not a liar. And he says, it's about regret becoming revenge. I thought that was one of the deepest statements ever. Regret turning into or becoming revenge. I was like,
meaning
yeah.
She regrets being being there, so now she's going to seek revenge.
But well, yeah, so you're talking about, hey, he hit my dog. He hit my dog. I have a hard time picturing walking in on somebody that I'm in a relationship with the pet. And then I'm like, nah, I can't ever trust you around the pet again. But me and you are good.
But we're going to stay. But we're
right.
Going to stay here, though.
We're going to stay. See, that right there, and that's why I have a hard time with these quote-unquote Me Too whistleblowers. See, because there are people who have legitimate gripes. They were legitimately raped, molested, whatnot. These folks, man, he's fucking your dog. If he's fucking the dog, you walk in on him fucking the dog and you can't leave, there's something wrong with you.
Most
all day.
Definitely.
Every day. R. Kelly watching it like, man, and I'm locked up. And I'm locked
up. Well, he's dead, so Hugh Hefner is dead.
Yeah, but they was never going to lock him up.
Oh, definitely not. That's another thing I find strange is why they waited this long. Like, why would you wait? I mean, if you felt that passionate about it, you know what I mean? And for you to tell secrets, you know. I could see, if money is the issue, then sure. Okay, fine. Tell your story and then go away.
Yeah, but he's been dead for 5 years, so you can come out and not have to worry about that backlash. Because if he's alive, all your secrets come out. Because just like she knows secrets about him, he knew all her secrets.
I mean, well, she doesn't seem to be too concerned with him. The mere fact that she tells what he did to her dog and she stayed. I mean, no, we don't know, you know, play by play. But we can kind of figure out, you know, reading between the lines that, you know, she had some stuff going on as well.
Well, there's this other part, right? So former associates of his say he used the Playboy Mansion as a way to gather dirt on celebrities, models, and law enforcement in an attempt to keep his alleged misconduct hidden from public view. But he's not hiding. Everybody knew Playboy Mansion. And if you knew anybody who went there, they'd tell you. You get it in at the Playboy Mansion.
What? Yeah, but to what extent, though? I mean, to what extent? And I mean, there's drugs there, so you can't necessarily talk about that. So,
well, there's
you know.
So if you it's the Playboy Mansion, you know you getting it in there. So,
it's one of those things that you know about, but you don't discuss.
Right. But it was public. It was not something that was private. It's the Playboy Mansion. Everybody knew about it.
The illusion is that it was private.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a very public, intimate, private.
You were, I mean, you could go, I mean, because, like, we could have never went, you know, we
no.
wouldn't have been invited to the Playboy Mansion. So
yeah,
only,
you
know, the upper echelon people, and, you know, you don't, they're not going to talk about or discuss what happened there, and, you know, so.
Yeah, because they want to go back.
Yeah, it's just like the saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and what happened at Playboy Mansion stays at Playboy Mansion.
Yep, pretty much. I'm like, I thought it was interesting. They're coming out with this, and it's supposed to be a big deal. I'm not going to watch it, just like I didn't watch the R. Kelly thing. I watched none of that stuff. Yeah,
I didn't watch the R. Kelly thing. I think I might watch this, though. I don't know if I'll watch all 10 parts, but I think I'll watch some of them.
I just feel like there's some depression that's just going to happen. There's some depression that's just going to happen. I'm not trying to get involved in.
You're trying to keep your spirit protected, your energy protected.
You know, it's not even about my spirit, because, you know, it's not anything that, quote unquote, affects me personally or anyone I know personally. I just think that stuff, we know it happened. So the shocking part that people, oh my goodness, Hugh Hefner had sex with adults. He had sex with young women. Yes, Playboy Mansion. It's just like, remember when everybody would talk about how good the articles were in Playboy magazine?
Yeah. People only purchased the magazine for the articles.
Yeah. Playboy Mansion had great articles. They always used to talk about that. When you hear about Playboy, great articles. And I'm like, man, I remember I had a couple Playboy. You just found them. They were donated on base. They were donated to the trash re-recycling, being the industrious young men that we were at the time. And I don't remember not one article. And I was an avid reader, but somehow I bypassed the articles and got to certain centerfolds.
Well, the articles weren't interested. You weren't interested in reading the articles.
No, I was not.
Yeah.
No, I was not. So, yeah. Whoo. We're talking about great article. We talk about Larry Flint was a scumbag. Remember Larry Flint, hustler? Larry Flint was a scumbag.
Yeah.
Scum of earth. Right? Hugh Hefner was held in high regard.
Great article. That's the difference between trash and education.
Mm. Sophistication, that's what we call them.
Well, I mean, you know.
Mm.
I never knew either one of them personally. I could never say, but that was what was, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well,
word around town.
word around town, all right. Well. We got another thing. It's time for the hater. Actually, this week is the haters of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
Our first hater, Brown Sugar. The video of a California man cussing, yelling anti-mask propaganda at children in a parking lot. This was recorded by a parent outside La Crescenta shopping mall. This guy, he's shouting at folks, y'all hypnotized by fear and wearing a t-shirt that says your mask makes you look stupid. And he ran up on the boys, and he He's spitting at the kids.
Mm.
Yeah. And the police show up. And you know what happens when the police show up? The policeman reprimanded the kids. He reprimanded the children. He lectured them about freedom of speech. Yeah. So I'm going to guess that spitting on kids, hollering and cussing out kids is secondary to that man's freedom. Now, I'm going to guess there are some differences in ethnicity. I'm just going to take a guess. I'm probably wrong, but I'm probably right. So I'm all of it, right? I am all of it. Yeah. So our second hater, Brown Sugar. Monell A. Coleman. He was a woman bumped into Mr. Coleman about 10 a.m. at Coatesville Market in Pennsylvania. She apologized. She accidentally bumped into him, apologized, but he got upset and threatened to shoot her.
Wow.
She left the store. He continued to threaten to shoot her. She just went home. Ooh. Homie followed her. Watched her park, yes. And then when she opened the door, he fired multiple shots at her. Grazed her in the head and shot her brother. They both went to the hospital. He's wanted on two counts of attempted murder, aggravated assault, and felon not to possess and other charges.
I hope he, you know, does get what he deserves, whatever that is. Whether it's time, you know, lots of time, community service, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a whole lot. That's a whole lot to actually follow somebody for accidentally bumping into you and saying, excuse me.
Maybe she shouldn't have said excuse me. She should have pretended like it wasn't her.
She should have just bumped in like, you motherfucker. Fuck you.
Or just, you know, or say it to him, how dare you bump into me?
I guess. Last but not least, I don't know if you heard about this one. There's a cruise ship that had an arrest warrant waiting for the company in Miami. Because apparently the ship owed unpaid fuel bills. So, Crystal Symphony, the cruise ship line, they found out if they went to Miami, the ship would have been seized by authorities. So, it headed to Bimini in the Bahamas instead. Mind you, there's 300 passengers on there. So, we not going back to Miami? We're going to Bimini in the Bahamas. Where the fuck is Bimini? I've never heard of Bimini. I had to look that shit up. Bimini. So, Yeah, that did ruin a few plans, caused some people to miss a plane or 300. Yep. So Crystal Cruises decided we're not going back to Miami. Cause they ain't taking our shit.
Okay.
I ain't going to jail.
Okay.
So
we're just
going to
stay here, huh?
Yeah, you're on the cruise. Everything is good, even though you smoke crack if you're on a cruise right now. But let's say crack is good, and you're on that cruise, and boom. Everyone, our normally scheduled cruise to Miami, we're going to take a slight detour. We're going to go to Bimini, a small port in the Bahamas. That's what
where you
pay
can't
for.
Get off. You have to stay on the ship. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically they hijacked the ship and kidnapped passengers.
Yeah, 300 people. Yeah. 300 passengers.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you start thinking like, man, so am I going to get on a cruise ship? Am I going to get where I need to be? If I get on this plane,
maybe not.
Am I going to get where I need to go? Yeah, I'm trying to get
maybe
to North
not.
Carolina, but hey, so there's some problems in North Carolina for us, so we're going to drop y'all off in Wisconsin. All right, then. And, they didn't reimburse people none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yeah, that right there.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you start thinking you pay good money to get and go where you want to go. You have these experiences in mind, but yeah, all that get changed. Oh, so y'all going to pay for my flight back, right? But you can't get nobody on the line, nobody's answering on that helpline.
All right.
Because you know nobody who worked there was on that helpline. They like, nope, they don't pay me. That's bad enough. They made us go. Because
yeah.
I'm going to guess you work on that cruise ship. You didn't want to go to Bimini either. Just a thought.
Probably not.
So how are you supposed to get back? I don't know. They ain't answering. Corporate ain't answering.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was it. Whew. That right there, that's an extra special kind of hate. We just going to ruin everybody's day. All right. So, because I care about stuff like that. I care about the common man. Because, you know, I'm guessing that ship was full of the common person. And they got screwed over. So, I'm going to stop talking
most
about
likely.
It. I'm going to go. This is MF Doom. Doomsday.
My check.
I used to cop a lot, but never cop, I'm dropping. Hold mic like ponytails tight, bob a lot. Stop,
around, come through with niggas down on the fly ground. 606 on cycle, who gon' stick around? Bound to go to the flat, and destroy rap. It's an intricate plot of a b-boy strap. Fem stack cats get kidnapped. Generally just staple to the press, let the rest know who did that. Metal plus terrorists, claim responsibility. Broken household, they usually set in hostility. Oh, what is MF, you silly? I like to take Vince to the end for 2 milli. That's the audio daily double. Rappers need to fall off just to save me the trouble. Yo, watch your own back, get in and go out alone, black. Stay in the zone, turn H2O to cognac. On Doomsday, ever since the war, till I'm back with my brother Wint, that's what my tumor say. Right above my government tumor lane. These are unborn to 8th grade, hey, who's to say? I wrote this one in BCC. Section. If you don't believe me, go get back and check this. Cell number 17, I'm under the top bunk. I say this not to be me, what's bad like a pot junk. Pop the trunk on she's like a funk, leave a mess. Scrape off a bit, if ain't no escape, blame a left take. Definition, super villain. A killer who loves children, one who is well killed, and destruction is well filled. My city selling pieces of tripe to be triper. I'm trading science fiction with my man, a live lifer. A pie piper, holler a rhyme, a dollar and a dime. Do a stay, green around, a white collar crime. Get out my face, ask about my case being two-faced, professor man, monkey style, nigga, the deficit. It's old things killing their keys. Shook niggas turn witness. Real men's mind their own business. That's the difference between 50-50 rappers and double dust. I come and hold a microphone, double clutch. CEOs make rounds, never have hot smile. On shakedown, lockdown, wet dreams of Fox Brown. On Doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back where my brother went. That's what my tumor say. Right above my government tumor lay. He's an unborn, so engraved, hey, who's to say? Doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back to the essence, reading off the tomb. Either engraved or unmarked grave, who's to say? Pass the mic like pass the piece like they used to say. Some MFers don't like how Cali walk. I tell y'all who's hella cool, I made me some Cali talk. Never let it interfere with the Yeti ghetto slang. Nicknames off Lippolin, Tipper Nipples, Metal Fang. Known amongst hoes for the bang bang. Known amongst hoes for flow without no talking orangutan. Only gin and tang, level out a rusty tin can. Being just mic is like yin and yang. Play, crime don't pay. Listen to you, it's like me holding up the line at the kitchen booth. I took her back to the truck, she was uncool. Spitting all out the sunroof, to her Mr. Coop. But then she has a sexy voice, sound like Jazzy Joyce. So I turned it up faster than a speeding knife. Strong enough to clean the wife. Able to drop today's math in the 48 keys of life. Cut the crap, bars rap. Touch the mic and get the same thing that A-Rab would do to you for stealing. What the devil? He's on another level. It's a word, no a name. MF, the super villain. It's all said.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was MF Doom, Doomsday. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435,
347-826-7435. All right. Are you on your diet, brown sugar? You might like trying to eat right in the last few months. So.
Well, it's not necessarily a diet, but yeah.
Okay. You know, I found out something that might help you out.
What? Really? What might that be?
Yeah. So the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, voted unanimously today to press forward on a new plan that would require internet providers like Comcast and Verizon to offer new labels disclosing an internet plan's price, speed, data allowance, and including introductory rates and later price hikes, as well as network management practices like throttling at the point of sale. This is what they call nutrition labels for broadband services.
Okay, so that's not going to help me lose weight or keep in shape.
No, but apparently finding out internet providers, internet plans and all that is nutritious. So that's your nutrition label. So they have to. They
and you're
have
just going
to
be mad to see where all your money goes. It's just going to make you mad. You're going to see where all your money goes, all the fees and all the, a fee for having channel 1 through 5, a fee for having channel 20 through 16. So I'm just, yeah, it's not, yeah.
All right. All right. Well, you know, it's Groundhog Day. Always. It's always Groundhog Day time.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, just for you, Brown Sugar, because I know how much you adore felines. Cats are always your jam. And if you could, you would be the cat lady. If you could,
if
you
could.
Would be the cat lady. Right?
If only I could.
If only you could. So, there's a new study out here, Brown Sugar, and it confirms suspicions that cat brains are smaller than they used to be. So, and they say in the last 10,000 years or so, their brains have shrunk significantly in size, and the new study confirms it. And so, this leads to insights into how animals adopt when they start being regularly kept by human beings. So why are we talking about this? And why is this Groundhog Day?
Are you talking about domestication of animals?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we start thinking about it. So if being regularly kept by human beings shrinks your brain, does that apply to all animals, even the human animals?
I would say it does. I would say it does.
I thought that was very, very interesting because we know in the past they have done experimentation on mice in cities. They've done the whole utopia. There are a lot of studies that they've done. And now they do this study on cats and how being domesticated or just as a pet, their brains get smaller. So does that mean that if you are domesticated, you are not allowed to do your basic functions on your own and it's all given to you? Does that shrink your brain? And then
I would say it does, yeah.
So if we
or make that conclusion,
right. So let's make this conclusion, Brown Sugar. All of a sudden, it explains a lot when you see people in negative relationships. because their brain has shrunk. Being held captive, domesticated, meaning dumbed down. You don't need to go out there and fend for yourself and critical thinking and all that. We got you.
Yeah.
We got you. So then, all of a sudden, it explains a lot of different behaviors. A lot of different behaviors. See? Because a wild cat that you feed but just comes around, because it's like a mutually beneficial thing, they'll like catch mice for you and show you, hey, look, this is what I do for you, homie. That's why you put that food out. Whereas the house cat, your little fluffaluffagus, not so much. Not so much. Because they're domesticated. They don't have to fend for themselves. They don't have to think for themselves. They do as you tell them. Damn, that sounds familiar. Damn, that sounds familiar.
As far as
you know, when you got people, you civilized them. Heard that argument? People in certain places weren't civilized, so we civilized them, gave them religion and culture, even though you stole it from their people in the first place. And now we had to capture you and give you culture and give you all this. And, you know, we've seen the literature about the acumen of the mental acumen of the slave. Thought it was interesting. Groundhog Day. Experimenting on animals so you can find new ways or confirm what you're doing is working. Man, maybe I'm thinking too hard about that. Maybe I'm digging too deep on that.
I don't think so.
Maybe it's a thing where, hey, before you was going to get your cat a hat, the cat in the hat got to be smaller. Just got to get a small hat. Maybe that's what that means. The significance of that research. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Smaller cranial volumes. Dope. That is some dope stuff. Smaller brains. Yeah.
It speaks volumes.
Yeah, speaks loud. That's like house party volumes right there. Even the hybrids, all that. Doesn't even matter. Small brains, homie. Small brains. So, take it for what you will. The research backs it. If you believe in that kind of stuff. If you believe in that kind of stuff. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth John production. If you want to continue the conversation, hey, hit us up, smoothdrama.com in the chat room. We would love to hear from you. Other than that, that's our time. We're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama.